Today on The Wisdom Journey, Stephen Davey returns to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. In this passage, Paul gives us a concise, accurate diagnosis of our natural condition as human beings. It's not a pleasant portrayal, but we need to believe it and accept it if we're ever going to understand our need for God and His grace. That's why Stephen called this lesson the chasm between earth and heaven.
Many years ago, a ballroom dance instructor staggered into his hotel room late one Saturday night. The next morning, he was awakened by his hotel room clock radio, and he heard a man preaching, asking this question. If you should die and find yourself standing before God, and He should ask you, what right do you have to come into my heaven? What would you say? Well, this dance instructor was now wide awake and deeply disturbed by that question. He realized he didn't have a very good answer, and he sat up on the edge of his bed and listened to the entire sermon. Well, that preacher was the late Donald Gray Barnhouse, and at the end of his sermon, this dance instructor got down on his knees beside his bed and asked Jesus to forgive him and to become his personal Savior. Well, that changed his life. He eventually left the dance studio and entered the ministry. His name was D. James Kennedy. In fact, he went on to launch an evangelistic ministry that challenged people by asking a couple of questions. One of those questions was this very same question he had heard. If you were to die today and stand before God and God should ask you, why should I let you into heaven, what would you say? Well, now, I've asked a lot of people over the years that very same question, and many of them tell me that they're going to get into heaven because they deserve to be there. God certainly wouldn't turn them away. They've been, you know, good people most of their lives. Most people I talk to have their own opinions, and there are a lot of opinions out there today. But what does the Bible tell us? We don't really need another opinion. We need to hear what God has to say about how to get into heaven. Well, with that, we arrive today. We sail now into Romans chapter 3, where God has something to say about this. We're now at verse 23, where we read these very important words. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let's unpack this message from God. First, we have here what I'd like to call a universal inclusion. He says, for all have sinned. Again, the literal meaning of this word all is all. It's comprehensive. It's inclusive. It's impartial. All leaves no one out. No one can say, you know, Paul is just talking here to these Roman Christians, these people back there in the first century. No, all is a reference to everyone from time past until this very moment. As we look at it here today, everyone is included. Now, Paul gives us, secondly, an undeniable observation. He says here, for all have sinned. Now, you might notice the verb is in the past tense, for all have sinned. This verb clearly refers to something that happened in the past. So Paul isn't referring so much to sinful things we've done as to the sinful nature that we have. This verse is a reference to all of humanity sinning, as it were, back in Adam. Adam was the first man, and he was the representative of the human race, and he sinned. That corrupted the fountainhead of humanity, and ever since then, frankly, the water's been polluted. No matter how far downstream you live from Adam, which is now thousands of years, the water is still polluted. And let me tell you, we inherited Adam's polluted, sinful nature. Why? Well, because we sin. You could read verse 23 this way, for all have the nature of a sinner. Let me illustrate it this way. My wife put up a bird feeder several years ago along with some birdhouses just outside our screened-in porch. And we can sit out there and watch a mother bird fly into that little birdhouse with a worm or some seed in her mouth, and immediately we can hear the chirping of those baby birds as they compete for as much of that food as they can get. That mother bird never gave her little ones any chirping lessons. She never taught them, "Now, if you want some of this food, you're going to have to chirp for it, and here's how you do it." No, they chirp for their mother's attention instinctively. Well, in a couple of weeks, those little birds are going to instinctively flap their wings and fly out of that nest. There's no driver's ed. There's no learning to fly with a driver's permit. I mean, think about it. They'll never be taught how to fly. They fly instinctively by nature. Well, just as a bird chirps and flies by nature, we are sinners by nature. Just as a bird doesn't need to be taught how to love worms for breakfast or to flap their little wings, so we've never had to be taught how to sin. We sin by nature. Now, beloved, that doesn't excuse our sinful behavior. We can't say, well, that's just who we are. Paul is just revealing here how much of a problem we have. You can try to excuse your sin. You can redefine it. You can sweep it under the rug, but it doesn't change what it is. In fact, the Greek word for sin means to miss the mark. So Paul is saying we've all missed the mark. Literally, we've all missed the mark of God's holy standard. This is an undeniable observation. Well, now Paul describes what we could call an impassable canyon, because all have sinned, he says, we all fall short. The Greek verb here for fall short means to come short of or to be lacking. The word was used in Paul's day in the financial world. It referred to someone who was bankrupt. So you could read it that way here for it to say this, for all have sinned and are bankrupt of the glory of God. You know, if you had to swim across the Pacific Ocean to get into heaven, I think some of us wouldn't make it very far at all. Others might swim for hours and go quite a distance, but in the end, everyone would fall short. And that's what Paul means here as he gives us what I'd like to call an unreachable goal. You know, you might be morally upright and educated and articulate and generous and kind and well-connected. I mean, you're just a great fella. But you're going to fall short of heaven because you're also a sinner. You have failed to meet God's standard of perfect holiness. Again, the verse says, for all have sinned and therefore fall short of the glory of God. The word translated glory is the Greek word doxa. This gives us our English word doxology. It refers to praise and honor and glory. So this verse tells us that sinful mankind cannot fully praise and honor and glorify God. And that's not all, though. The word is also used of the brightness and splendor associated with the Lord's very presence. So to fall short of the glory of God means that we're never going to reach that glorious, bright heaven where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, resides. We're not going to make it into heaven. We're going to fall short. So let me ask you again, if you died today and God said to you, why should I let you into heaven? Well, you'd have to hang your head and admit that you weren't even close to being good enough to get in. Now, this might all sound like bad news, but it's actually the beginning of good news. For the gospel, which means good news, happens to be for bankrupt sinners. Paul's going to write later on in the book of Romans that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's Romans 6:23. So here's the bad news. You'll never get into heaven because you're a sinner. But here's the good news. If you admit your sin to Jesus and ask him to save you, he will forgive you. Jesus happens to be the bridge across this impassable chasm between earth and heaven. Jesus is the bridge. In fact, I like to think of the fact that the bridge is in the shape of his cross. And when you trust in Jesus alone, one day you're going to walk across that bridge, so to speak, and enter heaven forever. If you haven't placed your faith in Christ alone, what are you waiting for? Do it today. And one day, if God should ask you, why should I let you into heaven? You will have the only answer there is. Well, Jesus is my Savior, my Redeemer, and my Lord. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. This teaching series takes you through the Bible. We have a new lesson each weekday. Join us for all of it. Today's lesson is called The Chasm Between Earth and Heaven. If you could use help understanding the gospel, or if you could use a tool to help you share the gospel with others, we have a resource called God's Wisdom for Your Heart. This resource offers an explanation of the gospel message and the salvation God offers to all people. You'll find this resource at wisdomonline.org/gospel. That's wisdomonline.org/gospel. If you have our app installed on your phone, you'll find this resource there. The Wisdom International app has this resource linked right on the home screen. Just click the button that says Gospel. We can also provide you with a bundle of this resource in print if you'd like to share it with others. Call us at 866-48-BIBLE. That's 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Can I ask you to pray for us? Not long ago, we made this wisdom journey available on tablets in prisons across the United States. So far, we are in over 350 jails and prisons, and over 8,000 incarcerated individuals are watching videos of the wisdom journey in those facilities. We're praying that God will do a powerful work as His Word is proclaimed in some of the darkest corners of our nation. Please pray that God's Word will bear fruit. And I want to express our thanks to our partners who make this ministry possible. Thank you. Please make plans to join us next time to continue traveling through the Bible on the Wisdom Journey.